Rain extending northwards from southern counties by early afternoon. 8 degrees the high, the winds northeasterly, fresh and gusty. The three papers get together again today on what is the main story for the morning. From the Press, church ban on FG text. From the Times, government dropped abortion formula on church objection. And from the Independent, church bars abortion proposal. In essence, the stories are all saying that the government dropped a proposed constitutional amendment described as clear, positive, and pro-life because of objections by the Catholic hierarchy, it was learned last night. The other story, common to all three front pages, is the win by Irish women's hockey team of the Intercontinental Women's Hockey Cup in Malaysia, which makes them world-class. Well done, the girls. We don't often get the chance to celebrate world-class wins, and when we do, it's only right and proper to shout about it a bit. Now, a story on the front page of the Times might be missed if the Times is not your daily read, and it's too good to miss, so I read it to you in its entirety. The headline is Galtieri and Shergar take papers for a ride. Five Argentine newspapers published as an exclusive interview with the jailed former president General Leopoldo Galtieri on Wednesday, apparently not realizing the story was a tongue-in-cheek spoof. Clarín, Crónica, and La Nación newspapers all gave prominent play to the Galtieri interview, published on Tuesday in the Times. General Galtieri, who ordered last year's invasion of the Falklands, was quoted as saying, among other things, that the kidnapped Irish racehorse Shergar was playing polo in Argentina and should be exchanged for the Falklands. Two other newspapers, Tiempo Argentina and Convicción, each used portions of the interview, but appeared to be suspicious of the story's veracity. Really? No reporters at any of the papers were immediately available to comment on their use of the story. A condensed version of the Times column was sent to Argentina by an Italian news agency, which also apparently didn't realize the story was a spoof. I've no regrets, was the title Clarín gave to the reproduction of the make-believe interview written by Miles Kington, a regular contributor to the Times. He's written similar spoofs in the past about Idi Amin. La Nación placed a story on its highly read back page and titled it Galtieri's Expression to a British Newspaper. And finally, it's not in the papers, but it would have been if the news had come through earlier, the official announcement from Moscow on the cancellation of the rest of the mission of the Soviet spacecraft Soyuz T-8 was that it was called off because of deviations from the planned rendezvous regime. Well, as deviation from the regime is a capital crime in Russia, on its return to Earth, the spacecraft will be sent to a salt mine in Siberia.
36 and a half, 2 8. Thank you, Bob.
When I first saw you, something surged within me. You were standing stuffy in the rain. If I could have held you, I would have held you, rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again. I hope God you're not as dumb as you. There are things in life that one can't quite express. You know me, I'm acting dumb, dumb. You know the seed is very humdrum. And my favorite song's entitled Thank you.
Cheers. This is your breakfast this morning. Rip it up and start again. 23 minutes now to 8. Don't forget, Jace the Pace is in Trocadero's nightclub in Oldcastle, County Meath, tomorrow night for the All-American Radio Nova Roadshow. 23 before 8. You might make a number one, number three this week for Michael Jackson.
Yeah. when I come home.
Summary record from the Isley Brothers, and that's called, of course, Summer Breeze. The time now is 16 and a half minutes before 8.
And the top news stories are that in Derry, a police patrol which went to investigate a burning bus was attacked by a crowd of people with petrol bombs and stones. Two Russian stories. Three Russians have been kicked out of the U.S. Well, two were kicked out and one left voluntarily for spying. The latest Russian space shot is in trouble, according to Moscow Radio. And in Britain, 5,000 strikers at BL's Cowley plant will be meeting this morning to decide their response to the company's latest move to bring about a return to work.
There's a famous city where night never falls and where the action never stops. It's called London.
Now, Ryan's offer you London for a weekend. Travel by air, stay in the London Ryan Hotel in a room with private bath, colour TV, radio and telephone. Enjoy London's daytime shopping, nighttime shows and pay just £119 per person sharing. The glamour of London, the comfort of the London Ryan and this incredible offer will make you ring Ryan's at Dublin 741-114 for full details.
You're going to be really pleased with yourself when you save with these specials during Lenehan's spring sale. Watering cans, £1.99. Secateurs, £3.50. Garden hose, £1.99. Car vac cleaner, £9.95. Galvanized wheelbarrow, £16.95. Lawnmowers from only £27.95. Lenehan's spring sale, now on at Table Street, Talbot Street, Stillorgan and Rathmines.
Sleep out the recession in the world's finest beds. The Cozy Firm range from William O'Toole. Comfort, strength, elegance. Qualities of beauty that go on forever.
Bon nuit, mon amour.
Bon nuit. Yes, have a good night. Let the pressures of day slide quietly into sweet forgetfulness. Cozy Firm by William O'Toole. Available nationwide from leading retailers.
Give me a hand there, will you? Oh, there.
What is it?
Oh, just 30 islands, a couple of thousand beaches, several amazing sunsets, four airports, a couple of hundred bars, restaurants, steamy discotheques, hotels, inns, tavernas, pensions, oh, and a couple of bottles of suntan lotion.
He's not joking either. It's the Club Travel Brochure. All you ever wanted to know about Greece and what goes on there in one magnificent volume. Speed along to Club Travel or your travel agent for your copy. Free.
Go, Club Travel.
Hennessy's Hi-Fi, Upper Liffey Street. Super sale with fantastic bargains in Hi-Fi, video and TVs. And all TVs have a 5-year guarantee. So come along to Hennessy's at 23 Upper Liffey Street beside Marks and Spencer's. It's the Hi-Fi sale that beats all others.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Center for your Opel.
And the time now, 13 and a half minutes before 8. Just reading this morning, Bob, about some scouts in Britain, in Torbay in Britain, who are very conscientious.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, they went on a course, a first aid course. So they went out looking for road accident victims. And then they went to Haldon Woods in Torbay. And they discovered a car. There was a couple in it. And they were sprawled out.
Oh, dear.
And their clothing was disheveled.
Disheveled?
Yes.
Oh.
And the lads jumped to the conclusion, that is, that they were road accident victims. So in they went to give assistance. What kind of assistance were not told. But Assistant Commissioner Ken Early said they were doing what they shouldn't have been doing.
Oh, dear.
So I'm sure there was a new word or two learned by those little Boy Scouts.
Yes. I really did love that story in the Times this morning about the Galtieri Shergar affair. It's amazing what people will believe. Well, I mean, if they believe that helicopters fly around with Declan Meehan in them at the controls, they believe anything, won't they? Well, we're having great fun in here this morning. I mean, aside from fighting titanic battles with gigantic spiders.
You didn't fight in there, Bob. You ran out of the studio.
No, I didn't. I just leaped up on the desk and said, Anne, please, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Anyway, I was listening to BBC Radio earlier on. Yes, even BBC Radio. Radio 4 newscasters, dignified and staid though they are yet prone to mistakes, as are their news writers. Because the story came through in its entirety, this sentence: East-West relations are expected to be discussed in a full day of talks between Chancellor Helmut Kohl of West Germany, which he's having in London. I'd be worried about a guy who talks to himself who leads the country, wouldn't you?
Now, 12 minutes to 8.
Club and the Church of the Poison Mind. Because this is the last day to send in your entries to the Sinclair Computer Quiz, going to remind you of the questions quite often this morning. Question 1, the units of memory in a computer are generally known as bytes. Is that true or false? Question 2, what is a person who prepares the information to be fed into a computer called? And number 3, if no restrictions are put on a computer, it will always win at chess against a human. Is that true or false? If you know the answers to those questions, put them on a postcard and address them to the Sinclair Computer Quiz, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2, and do it today. Get those entries in by Monday, and you could win a Sinclair, a ZX computer from Tomorrow's World in Dublin. It's valued £150, and you plug it into your telly, and great fun with it. 8 minutes before 8.